Going to move straight into our Bible reading.
If I don't move down here and get something off this screen, I can't see anything. So just bear with me a second. That's better. Okay, our Bible reading this morning comes from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 3. And the words will appear on the screen. And it's about a man in the desert, and he's shouting. And it says, "In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.' This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, 'The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' Now John wore clothing of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins." I think,
having seen John the Baptist, would have been a little bit startled. Even in those days, his clothing was quite odd. He was wearing camel's hair, a belt. He was quite a rugged character, and he was stood in a sort of desert areas just outside the cities. And yet, he was calling people to him, and people arrived and they listened. And his job was, in a sense, acting like an Old Testament prophet, bringing a message about something about God, and people came to listen. I want to just go back to that very first part of the Bible passage, and I want to look at one particular word. And it is the word repent. John the Baptist said to the people who came out of the towns and cities, guys, you need to repent. You need to show repentance. What I want to do is try and explain what the word repent means. That's my first task. And I'm going to do it with the aid of one of these, a carrier bag, and a willing volunteer. That's all I need. One of these, a carrier bag, and a willing volunteer. This is where you lose eye contact with lots of people, and for all the best reasons. Laura knows nothing about this. Laura, would you like to be my volunteer? While I deal with this, I think you need to remove your boots. That's all I'm going to say. Anybody know what this is? Oh, you know what it is. Came to your house. It's a what? You're right.
Is this a toilet?
Is this a toilet? What are you talking about? Hold that end. We need to construct a... There we are. Well, it's sold variously. It is a pop-up toilet tent. There's a door somewhere. Where's the door? Can you pull two of these? We need to construct. Are we there?
That's there it is.
There we go. Hey, right, okay. Whew. This was meant to be the easy bit. It's a pop-up toilet tent, but it's also a changing tent. We're going to use it as a changing tent. Can I make that really clear? Changing tent. Okay. So, Laura, can you just stand there so everyone can see you? This is Laura. Okay. And I'm going to ask you to take this bag in there, and I'd like you to put it on. She might need a hand. There we are. Okay. You've got about 30 seconds, Laura. Okay. No, you can't. It's noisy in there, isn't it? So, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get across this word repentance. What does it mean to repent? Okay, can I make it absolutely clear? When John the Baptist went out into the desert, he didn't come with one of these. Neither did he come with what was in the carrier bag, but the image will be there. So we've got to make sure when we go home from here, we take the meaning, not the illustration. I think if you're little, you'll get the... Oh yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah.
You need to put the top, the hood up as well.
Yeah.
You're done?
I assume that.
Okay. Are you ready?
No,
right. I think you need to parade up and down. I think, yes, I think you need to be seen. So, what we've managed to do... Laura went in as a human being, and she came out as an elephant. Fantastic. Thank you.
Can I take it off now?
Well, it's up to you. You can either take it off or you can stay like that the rest of the service.
Take it off if that's all right.
You can go back into the talk. What's the point? What am I trying to say? What is repentance all about? Repentance is about a complete change. Not about putting on a hat or putting on a jumper. A complete change. You go in normal clothing, you come out looking like an elephant. It's a complete transformation. And I think what I find when I read the Bible, when you hear John the Baptist going out saying to people, you need to repent, what he's talking about is a complete change of self, of who you are, and the attitudes and things you have. I think if you take a normal human being off the street, what you've got underneath, without getting very deep, you'll find there's a level of nastiness. There's a level of selfishness. There's quite a characteristic in human beings of me, me, me. It's about looking after number one. It's making sure I'm all right. It's making sure all those things happen. And yet when you repent, when you change completely, when you hear the message of God in your life, what you find is that over time and gradually, or maybe very quickly in some cases, these characteristics begin to dissolve. And being nasty becomes being loving. Because John the Baptist was saying, your old ways won't count anymore. God wants something better of you, from you. He will equip you to do it. So that selfishness disappears, and that selfishness becomes sharing. Whether it's sharing your toys, or sharing your time, or sharing your expertise. And those are the characteristics of repentance. And that me, me, me no longer becomes me, me, me. It's about God's priorities. What would God want me to do? What sort of life does God need me to lead? So the word repentance is about a complete change. And it was interesting that John was calling for that before Jesus arrived. He was saying of people who are going to say, if you're going to follow God, you need to change. You need to be completely different. Does not mean you have to turn into an elephant. I just need to make that very, very clear. We're going to sing now, and we're going to stay seated, and we're going to sing a prayer, prayerful song. And it's about recognising that repentance isn't necessarily a once only, once and for all thing. In a sense, we have to repent every day. Every day we have to come to God and we have to say, purify me. If you're purifying metals, what you do is you take your lumps of gold and you burn them very, very hot. And eventually it melts. But at the top of the surface, there's a sort of scum. All the impurities rise to the surface and then they're skimmed off. And you You carry on heating and more metal goes to the surface and the impurities come to the top again and you scrape them off and gradually the gold or the silver becomes more and more pure. And that's what's wanted for our lives, that over time we become more pure. I'm going to go for a walk with this. Thought it would be useful just to pick up on that thought. And I think whenever I see any of the Christmas trees around, really they're pointing to Christmas, aren't they? As soon as you see them in the shops, mid-August, whenever, there's a sense that Christmas is coming. When you see them up in people's houses, you've probably just got a few weeks to go. And just the presents, however they look, whatever they look like, they're pointing, they're prompting us, they're telling us that Christmas is coming. In our reading, we heard that the voice in the wilderness was saying, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And I think in the sense that Christmas trees suggest and remind us that Christmas is coming, what John the Baptist was doing was he was reminding people that God is coming in the person of Jesus. And he said, we've got somebody on his way. And I've used this image all the way through of this straight path. Because what John was trying to do was to get people ready to hear Jesus' message. So that they had started their repentance and they were trying to live God's way, and then Jesus could come along and deliver his message and it would all begin to make sense. And it strikes me that that's actually very much our job, not just in the build-up to Christmas, but all the time. But it is our job. In a sense, we should be helping others see Jesus. And I really like this tree down the front here, the one with hands, because it's bringing both messages together. It's a Christmas tree reminding you of Christmas. But the hands is about people. It's about us. It's about you and I. And our job, I believe, is that we should be always pointing others towards Jesus, getting the way ready for them, talking about what he means in our lives, so that when others encounter him, it begins to make sense. So I pray that this Christmas we will all be involved in sharing what we know about Jesus with others, so they're led to him as well. Gavin's going to lead us in prayers.